I'm Cody.
And I'm Kendra.
And today we're going to talk about how yeast cells communicate. Yeast haploid cells use pheromones to signal for mates from other haploid cells. And once they find another mate, they join together to form a zygote. And we conducted an experiment to test whether reproduction rates would be increased or decreased by a decrease in temperature. Our research question was, will temperature affect rate of sexual reproduction? The hypothesis was that lower temperature will result in a lower rate of sexual reproduction within the cells. The independent variable was room temperature versus -3 temperature in an ice bath. Dependent variable was the rate of sexual reproduction within the yeast cells. The control group was the yeast cells at room temperature or 21 degrees Celsius, and the constants were the type of yeast used in the experiment.
The materials that were all used were test tubes, yeast, broth, slides, microscope, a timer, a pipette, and a toothpick. In the research, we found out that with being at 21 degrees Celsius, there were only 159 total haploid cells, 39 budding, and 21 schmooze. At the -3 degrees Celsius, 265 single haploids were shown, 19 budding and 1 schmoo. Our hypothesis was supported that slower production rate did occur because only 1 schmoo ended up out of 21 in the room temperature. The one error that we had was we didn't start out with enough yeast, so we had to go back and get more yeast from the pallets that we had. One question I did want to know is, did asexual production occur with, like, how many single haploid cells there were? But one thing I would fix is to get enough yeast in the beginning.